chance to make it 28-3. Arthur Blank loving it, up by 25. Toss to White. He's in! What a comeback!
All right, welcome back to another episode of the 28-3 podcast. Very special episode.
Very special.
So you guys will remember back in December when Corey was on his honeymoon, Nick and I did the Chris Olave game show episode. So we're going to go ahead and bring it back with Corey here and do the Derek Carr game show. Basically what we're going to do is Nick's going to go through the starting quarterbacks in the NFL as they stand after a week and a half of free agency. And what we'll do is we'll all weigh in if we would pick Carr over that quarterback.
Okay.
We're not going to factor in contract. We all know Carr, as we've covered before, is paid in the middle of the road as far as quarterbacks are concerned. And I think this exercise will go ahead and prove that Carr is a middle of the road QB and not the worst QB in the league, as a lot of Saints fans would have you believe.
So, plays like it at times. But yeah, obviously. So because I'm new to this, so like you said, with this exercise, it's we're not factoring in contract, where he was drafted.
None of that. This is strictly
eye test. Better player, not better player.
Right.
Which also means you throw out upside. This is what the player is today.
2024
season. So
it's,
you know, there'll be some people like Anthony Richardson or, you know, something like that. You comparing it to 2024.
It's like Anthony if Richardson. Your team had backyard football rules and you got your whole team picked and every QB
there it is
there available.
It is. Perfect.
You get to pick one of these guys to go behind
today.
Center.
To win today.
Carr or one of the other guys.
Exactly. So we're the team cap. Pretend like we're the team captains in a backyard football game. All 32 starting quarterbacks. Now, we are going to exclude the rookies. Caleb Williams.
To a certain extent. I think the only two we can definitively throw out are the top two picks. That we are assuming those two teams will take it, right?
I think the top three. You're pretty much locked in. Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels in some order.
So you think it's 1, 2, 3 for sure?
Yeah.
And we're just going to assume that?
I would assume that. Let's do it for this exercise.
Let's include them. Like if they're in the backyard with everybody else, let's include them for those teams. Because look, Tyson or Tyler or whatever the hell his name is, Bajent for the Bears.
Yeah. Well, for purposes of this exercise, it doesn't matter what team they play for technically. It's just...
Correct. Yeah. But just for comparison's
sake...
They're
in the league.
The Commander's starter as of right now is Marcus Mariota. The Bears starter is Tyson Bajent.
Nope.
Right.
Nope.
Exactly. And the Patriots starter is Jacoby Brissett. Right. So let's go ahead and include those three in this. Let's do it.
Yeah, we can give like two no's for them. You know, why not?
Yeah. I love the way you framed it, though.
Backyard football.
If all 32 of the presumed starters...
They're sitting there in front of you.
And are sitting there in front of us, pick them in the order.
Mm-hmm.
So for that, we'll go ahead and turn it over to Nick to be the ringmaster of this.
Okay, I think it's probably best format to start in the NFC and then see where he ranks in the NFC first and then add in the rest of the AFC. The AFC is obviously well weighted in the positive versus the NFC as far as quarterback goes. They're loaded. The NFC, lucky for us, is not. So we'll start in the East and go through those teams. Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott is first.
I would take Dak over Carr.
Yes.
I would take too.
So yes means you would take the guy. No is he's less.
I would too. I think worth noting, probably had a better team than for his entirety of his career has had a competitive team, hadn't done much, but
very true.
I still think he's probably a better player.
It's kind of close for me actually.
His
but
stats
I would,
are
close.
Way better. His
I would
stats
still
are way
go,
better, but he hasn't done anything. Let's be honest.
Neither of them have won anything, but I'm taking Dak over Carr.
What's Dak got? One playoff win.
Does he have one?
I think he got one that didn't they win that wild?
I don't know.
That's a good question. But also, not a huge gap is what I'm saying.
Not a huge gap.
Similar, he's had a perfect situation his whole career. Same coach almost the whole career and hasn't produced anything with a talented group of people.
Right.
Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurts.
Man, this is close. And I think Jalen Hurts on the Eagles is in a perfect ideal situation. I don't think he has half of his success on another team. I'm taking Jalen for the leadership, just because I love him as a person and in the locker room, and he's wired right. but it's closer than people would think. I know most people would say, oh, it's Hurts slam dunk. I'm not as high on Hurts.
It's not for me. It's not a slam dunk for me. I'm still going to take him.
Yeah, it's close.
But I feel like I'm gambling a little. It was, last year was one of those years where that team was, year before last, sorry, they were just a runaway train. It seemed like everything was falling their way, you know, and he played amazing, but he's made it to a Super Bowl. I'm going to have to give him the nod.
You have to, but it's close.
But it's very close. I would not feel great about having Jalen the next 5 years as an Eagles fan. I'd be like a little skeptical right now. I'd be a little worried. But that's just contract stuff. I mean, they paid him like a top five guy, and that would worry me, but I would have to put him ahead of Carr right now.
I might be more of a Jalen fan than y'all. I think Dak is closer to me, but I go with Jalen. And by the way, Dak won a playoff game.
Won, right?
Against the Bucks, 2022.
Yeah.
Okay, so he has won.
The last Dallas Cowboys playoff win before that was 2018 wild card round, which was played January 2019, I think. Was that Dak?
That was him. That was him, yeah. After he took over for Romo, anyway, so, right? So maybe he has two. Maybe he has two. But so far, with his roster, he is underachieved big time with that roster.
Yeah.
They've given him everything, and he had offensive line, skill players. He's had everything, and he has
it's a perfect system.
Those two are close. I think we're going to have some easier ones coming down the pipe here.
My reasoning on Hurts real quick, he played awful the last half of last year. It was not good quarterback play. New York Giants.
I'm taking Carr over whoever the
hell
take
Carr.
Yeah.
As am I. So
Daniel Jones is an abomination.
Yeah.
The Cutlets is their only QB right now.
No, Daniel Jones is still there. He hasn't been cut.
They
were talking about possibly, but he is still
there. He's still there.
He is still there.
Well.
Commanders.
I'm taking whoever the rookie is over Carr.
Okay.
I don't care who it is out of the three. Right now, it's Marcus Mariota. Obviously, no one's taking
I don't know
Mariota
that I would take Carr. Drake May over Carr, to be honest. I'm more of a believer in
We're talking 2024, Max. We're not talking...
I know we're talking 2024. Okay. I'm taking any of them over Carr.
I probably would not take Drake May over him for 2024. I would if I had to choose one of the two for my franchise.
I would definitely take Jaden.
I would take Daniels.
I'm a big Drake May guy, so I'm taking May.
I am not.
That's fine. Do you like the ACC?
I do.
I'm not a Drake May guy. I it's not that he won't be successful. I just don't think he's coming out of the gates looking great.
Yeah. Ask me the question in a couple of years, maybe different. But
it's close. It's very close. But I'm taking May.
All right. Let's say Drake May is the Commanders guy.
Okay, I'm gonna say no. Then if we're putting May with the Commanders, I'm gonna say no.
All right.
If we're saying it's
then
May,
I'm gonna say no too. Yep.
Okay. Jared Goff, Detroit Lions.
Okay. So this one's a very interesting one because to me, Jared Goff is basically Derek Carr on a good team, a really good team.
Hmm.
So they're very similar in that I don't think either one of them's winning anything for you directly because of them, but they can elevate. I mean, they can elevate their performance on a really good team if they have a strong supporting cast and a good coach. But that, man, this is a coin flip. God. Look. Goff's been to a Super Bowl, almost made it to a second one. Jesus. I'll take Goff. It's close. That one's razor thin, difference.
I'm taking him, too, just for what you said. And it's the same theory as Hurts for me. You made it to a Super Bowl. You know, obviously he didn't deserve that Super Bowl. We should have been there, but he made it. Then he made it to an NFC Championship with a different team.
That's why I'm putting him ahead, because he did it.
I have to put it because he did it.
Yeah.
These are not dissimilar players. These are
they're very similar.
And where I'm putting some of these guys so far, I have three people ahead of Derek, Dak, Hurts, and Goff. All three of those have been in colossally better situations than Derek Carr has been his whole career. And the performance is very similar for all three. But if you do it, you have to give them credit for doing it. And Goff has done it.
Yeah,
Hurts has been to a Super Bowl. They get a nod ahead of them for me.
I give it Goff.
You're going with Carr?
Goff.
Oh, Goff. Okay.
Jordan Love should be pretty easy there. Had a better season than Carr's had all but 1 year of his career and is 25 years old. So I think you've got to think that could hopefully get better.
Yeah.
Minnesota Vikings.
This one's tough because right now it's Sam Darnold.
No, give me Carr.
Give me Carr all day. Yeah.
You can't. That one's, I mean, you can say easy. Maybe they get McCarthy, but you don't even know if that's
even
possible.
If they get McCarthy, no, I'm taking right. Carr because yeah. McCarthy isn't doing anything in year one.
Bears, if you're calling this Caleb.
Caleb.
I'd probably take Caleb too, and I don't even like Caleb, but
yeah.
Okay. Baker Mayfield, the Max special.
Baker. This is gonna kill Corey because Corey hates Carr. And he hates Baker.
I don't hate Carr.
You hate Carr, dude. You've been drinking all the Kool-Aid from the Saints Twitter world.
I'll give you a minute.
No, I've been very like objective about Carr.
I don't know about that.
I haven't been hating on him just to hate on him like a lot of Saints Twitter has been doing. I really haven't. He's played well. I've talked with you all about how well he's played. This is, you know what this is about. This is about me hating Baker. That's what this
you
is.
You hate
about.
Both of them. It's just a matter of who do you hate more?
Baker by a mile. Well, I mean, so.
But try to be objective here.
If I'm being objective,
two playoff wins to zero.
No, I know, Max. You're just
on two different teams.
Just twisting the knife now. Baker.
I love it.
I'm not taking Baker. No way. So I'll take Carr over Baker.
Yeah.
That
if it
not...
wasn't for last year.
Yep.
But he did have those two interceptions against us in Tampa, which were
and he lost the playoff game. Yeah. But and he didn't play very good in the first playoff game. But
hey, they won. So let's move
on
to the next one.
They had a worse offense than us in yards and points last year also.
God, that one hurts.
With much better skill players. Atlanta Falcons for next year.
Cousins.
Yeah, give me Cousins over Carr.
I'm taking Cousins too, but again, this is a guy who's
it's
never
close.
Done anything.
Yeah.
He's a loser, just like Carr. They're both losers.
No body of evidence to show he's going to take you through multiple rounds of the playoffs.
And again, the one difference I keep bringing up is Cousins has had some rosters to work with, and he hadn't done anything. Yeah. Hadn't done a thing. I think Carr's career could look way different in their situations is what I'm saying. I think if similar player, I'm taking Cousins. He's
if they're in my backyard, I'm picking Cousins ahead of Carr.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy.
Purdy.
Got to go with Purdy.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to.
I would too. And again, you don't know, but he's been to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Matt Stafford has won a Super Bowl.
Stafford's an easy one.
Yeah, that's a Hall of Famer. So he's in.
Give me my dog.
Seattle Seahawks, Geno Smith.
This one's close.
It's not for me. I'll take Carr on this one.
Corey, you go first on this one. I gotta think.
I go with Carr on this one. I just think.
Yeah, yeah, Geno
definitely.
I gotta go
Carr. Geno definitely flashed. I feel like Carr is more of a sure bet. Not saying he is in general, but.
It took him 10 years to flash. That's for me, that's probably an anomaly. Last year was worse than the year before.
Carr. And they brought in Sam Howell this year to compete with Geno. Right. And so,
I'm a big fan of Geno's story and what he's doing. And I hope he continues to succeed. I really do. I think he's good for the league. But
Carr's
in this situation,
there's no doubt.
Give me Carr.
Kyler Murray's the last one.
Kyler.
Yeah, give me Kyler.
It's killing Nick to do this, but we'll see.
Yeah, Kyler is a fucking loser, too. I mean, what's the best record he's put up with that team?
That year they started out great.
And then lost six in a row and lost first round of the playoffs.
I'm still taking him, though. He's dangerous.
4-13 last year. He's more fun to watch, no doubt. But
he's a better player.
The common denominator for me is who gives you the better chance to win, who has more. If it's pick a guy to play, get under
center. I'll bet on Kyler before I bet on Carr.
You go get under center now, and they're both standing there. I go Kyler.
This one's a tougher one. Y'all seem to have an easy one with this one. What's Kyler's career record?
I don't know. You gonna ask him all these questions on the football on the backyard?
92.
Yeah,
career.
Exactly. This is just.
You're taking an open book exam over here.
I am. I'm trying to look up what he. I mean.
90. It shouldn't matter. Look at 2024.
Look, the stats can say whatever you want the stats to say.
Exactly.
I'm just wondering if he's better than I think he is, because I don't think he's good.
But I mean,
so I'm trying to make a case for him.
If you see the right number, is the number actually going to make him better?
If I'm wrong about his record, if I'm wrong about his record, it would change my mind. I feel like they've been perennial losers, is what I'm saying. So I don't know. That's a toss up too. At best,
just
it's a
make
tie.
A decision.
You want to go with
Kyler, but I don't feel good about that. He's not a good player.
Dialer?
Kyler. He's fun to watch. He runs around and he's tiny, so I'm all for the tiny guys, but he's not a good player. Not at $230 million, especially. But
contracts aren't in play here. This is just head to head. Who would you pick?
I'm he's a much better tiny meme than a player.
Established. Josh Allen's obvious.
That's now obvious.
We're moving to the AFC. So that's the NFC. Josh Allen's obvious.
Yeah. Yep. No explanation needed.
Tua. That's a good one.
Tua.
Yeah, give me Tua.
Also zero playoff wins.
Don't care.
Monster roster.
If it's.
I hate Tua as a player. I like him as a person, though.
Well, look, that comes into play because, like, who's going to be better chemistry-wise on your team?
Yeah, Tua just seems so soft and, like...
Not... Yeah, but look, that's the reason we had to take... I had to take Hurts is because I know he's better in the locker room. He ain't divisive from that perspective.
If he's standing there next to Carr and it's, who do I want lining
Tua.
Up
Tua.
Right now? Tua. Give me Tua.
I'm going to go against that. I'm going to take Carr, actually.
Wow.
I just don't think he can win. I don't think Tua has any chance. Jets, Rodgers.
Rodgers.
We're assuming Rodgers is healthy.
Give me the VP all day.
I'll take Rodgers.
Yeah, I'll take the VP.
Even at 40.
Although I think Kennedy went with somebody else, but, you know.
Patriots.
That's going to be. We're going to call that Jaden.
Yeah.
By process elimination.
Give me Jaden.
Give me Jaden.
So I took Caleb. Yeah, I'm taking Caleb and Jaden. I'm not taking May.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I agree.
Max can't part from his ACC quarterbacks.
He's awesome, dude.
Obviously, we're taking Lamar.
Yep.
Yeah.
What about our good buddy Deshaun?
Give me Carr.
Today, right now, Carr.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you have to.
This has nothing to do with the off the field.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If
Deshaun has not been good.
No, I mean, like,
2 years we're
talking
in
about
a row,
the eye test. He has not been good.
Two years in a row, very bad.
Yeah. If it's Texans, Deshaun. Then sure, but
pre-massage.
But today,
yeah. Russell Wilson.
Give me Carr.
Yeah, I'm going to take Carr too now. I can't believe I'm saying that either.
Two years ago, my God, we would have been laughed out of
Okay, Burrow's obvious. Stroud's, I think, obvious across the board, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
This is a good one, and I don't think most people would think this is a good one. Trevor Lawrence has not played top 10 quarterback.
They have an idea of the people that don't watch the Jaguars, and I don't watch the Jaguars, but I think like the casual fan has an idea of who Trevor Lawrence is, a lot of it being based on Clemson and the pre-draft hype. But, yeah.
It's very close.
I mean, he was hard to watch against us, but.
It's very close. I'll take Lawrence, though. It is close.
I can tell you last year, there is no question Derek Carr played better than Trevor Lawrence. That you can't even make the argument. But do you think that's an anomaly for Lawrence? I don't know.
I'm taking Lawrence. If they're standing side by side in the backyard, I'm looking at those pretty blonde locks, and I'm taking them.
Well, let's put it that way.
I'm not. I'm going to stay with Carr barely on that one. Like I've gone against Carr on every tiebreaker so far.
I'm having a hard time deciding.
It's tough. It's closer than most people would believe.
I would go with Lawrence.
Yeah.
I mean,
all I can think is if Carr threw 14 interceptions last year, how ballistic you two would have been going.
Well, everybody.
And that's another great roster. That was a loaded roster.
Turnover
prone. They missed the playoffs.
Carr wasn't playing with scraps though.
No, but he wasn't playing with those guys, and you know it.
Well, that's a whole different.
That's now two $90 million receivers on that roster last year.
Let's not pretend like Christian Kirk is worth $90 million.
That's a different. This sounds like the beginnings of another game show episode.
It does. He's had a better season than any of our receivers other than Mike Thomas.
Better supporting.
Going back to the original parameters.
Better supporting cast.
If they're in the backyard, I'm taking Lawrence. Yeah,
I'm taking Carr.
The next game show will be better supporting.
Indianapolis
cast.
Colts, Anthony Richardson, presumably.
I'm going to go with Carr.
I'm going Carr.
I'm not. I talked too much shit about Richardson before the draft last year. And he only played, four games? Tennessee Titans.
Levis?
Yeah.
Give me Carr.
I'm going to take Carr there, too.
Yeah, same.
Obviously, Mahomes is a no. Raiders.
Raiders.
Is that currently O'Connell or whatever? I don't even know.
Oh, God, Carr.
They're probably going to draft somebody, but Carr.
They're not really in... They're going to have to trade up to get somebody. Yeah, so you can't write it in.
They're in Penix territory.
Yeah. Oh, Gardner Minshew. It's Minshew
and O'Connell.
I'm taking Carr.
I am too. I don't think that one's really debated.
Yeah.
Broncos, you have to take Carr.
Yeah, it's Carr versus...
what's that guy, the young guy?
No, not even young anymore. Stidham.
Stidham, yes, Jared Stidham.
He's like almost 30 at this point.
Is he really?
Wow. Yeah, he's been in the league a bit.
And then obviously Herbert is a no-brainer.
No-brainer, yeah.
I marked a couple that I thought were close. I think Washington, and I had two of them out. But
is that everybody? No, you haven't said.
That's everybody. Who haven't we said?
Yeah, I guess it is.
AFC. We didn't go with Mahomes.
We just did.
Is it? We did Mahomes.
I don't think we had to even bring that one up. That's pretty much a.
So I wanted to debate that one, Max.
I'm sure you did. Was that going to be your hot take of the offseason?
I will not be making that hot of a take anytime soon.
Yeah, there were some close ones, man.
Yeah.
Real close ones.
There's some on. There's definitely some choices on there that are those types where it's like, ask me in a week.
I'm telling you right now, the listeners are going to roast us for even debating the Hurts car.
They're gonna roast it. They'll roast me for Tua. They'll roast us for Hurts. They'll roast us for
y'all bring on the roasting. Good, you
know, probably
light the charcoal.
Did y'all take Richardson or no?
No.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I took Carr.
Okay, just making sure I had that right.
But if I think about it more,
there's people that might roast us for even having this discussion.
I just worry about Richardson staying healthy.
I'll worry about him being able to consistently be
not enough there to know.
There's just not enough there, yeah.
Right. So I have him as the 18th. Corey has him as the 20th. Max has him as the 22nd.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. This is kind of like when we went through the Saints record and we all came out now, with like 14 and something.
Real quick to that content, I think y'all put all of these... No, not all. We both had Russ and Watson worse. I think some people would maybe debate those. We all had Dak, Hurts, Goff, Cousins. I marked Kyler on this list. I don't see a huge... And Lawrence would be on this list. I feel like that's the group he's in. Is that?
Yeah, and that measures up with what I would say. He's in that tier. I don't know. What tier is that?
Let's take them out. Can we all agree, if all three of us agree, that he's in this group, maybe below, but like in this group, Dak...
Wait, you're saying he's in the group with Dak?
Yeah.
I think the general public is going to say absolutely not.
I think that's what they would say too. What do you think? But
I think they should be in a tier, but I don't think perception wise the public is not at all going to have, you know, any agreement with us saying that they're in the same tier.
Yeah, but there's the Saints public, and then there's like the national, and then there's this whole other sect of like Raiders public. Who were sad to see him go and want him back, which is interesting. I mean,
dude, I kind of feel like he's a tier below Dak.
Well, let's just do this. Let's try. Let's put it together, and then we can weed him out if we want. If we take out who I think are debatable in that, if we're calling the top five the elite, if there is even five of those, then there's like. The awesome, right? Like the really good. Like in there, maybe you have, if you have Jordan Love, you feel freaking really good. Like I know I've got a top 12 guy, right?
Who did we pick him over unanimously? Who were those guys?
Unanimously?
Like who's lower than him
unanimously?
Yeah, and we can eliminate those guys.
Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Max took Drake May.
Okay, so two out. Well, let's go two out of three then.
Vikings.
Yeah.
Geno.
Yeah.
Watson, Russ, Richardson, Levis, Gardner Minshew, Stidham.
See, let me say this. Sure. I feel like if you got on Saints
Twitter. He's not in that group.
He's not in that group. Yeah. You can't make a case for, in my opinion, any of those.
I'm going to tell you right now, most of Saints Twitter would go ahead and tell you Russ Wilson's better than Carr.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen those. Even when Russ signed with the
Steelers.
But
they have no evidence to
no,
support
that. No, it is an emotional response to it, just right. Because they hate him. But now, most people would say that.
If we did factor in contract, I would agree 100%. If you give me Wilson for the minimum versus Carr's 35.
Yeah, but that's not the reasoning that people would take him. Yeah.
You're going strictly on past success on Russ. It's 2 years in a row of much lower play for him. Three, actually, if you count the Seattle year.
The back half of the Seattle year, yeah.
So we're unanimous, and other than Russ, we're saying this is unanimous. That takes out the bottom 10. So we're down to 22 left. We're saying he's no doubt outside of the bottom 10.
Yeah.
Which
coincides with Max's 22nd.
Right. He's like saying the everyone floor, else is better. That's where bottom, he's putting them, right above the bottom tier. The bottom 10.
Yeah.
Here's let's go the no doubters real quick. And okay. I don't think anyone can argue with this. We obviously know it's Josh Allen.
Mahomes.
It's Lamar. It's Mahomes.
Herbert.
It's Herbert. It's Burrow. Anyone else you would put in that group? Do you still put Rodgers there?
No, he's in the next tier.
Yeah.
That's it. That's your five, right?
Yeah.
So they're in a class of their own.
Yeah, but the next tier has Stroud, who's absolutely...
Right.
Yeah.
And he's not going to be in this tier either. But the next tier is for sure Stroud. I think Love, 25 years old. You can't put Dak there. You can't put Hurts there anymore. You can't put Goff there. You can't put Baker there. You can't put Cousins there. Purdy?
Mm-mm.
Probably can't. Stafford?
Supporting cast, I'm not
I think
there.
You can still.
I think
still.
Put Stafford, yeah.
Tua, some people will, and I understand it. Some people will put him. I'll put him on that list. Rodgers, he's probably in that tier now.
Yeah, for sure.
At that time of his career. We already have Lamar in the top tier. We have Burrow, Stroud, Mahomes. Okay, so that's your next five. And I think after that,
I think you're
looking at a drop-off. So
yeah.
This 11 to what we're calling 22, they're all in here in some. And if it went any way next year, I could see any of them being 11. I could see any of them being 22 next
There's
year.
There's much more wiggle room, you know, room for upward
big variance
and
there,
downward
yeah.
mobility in that third 11 through 22. Cause
so Carter's anywhere from 11 to 22.
The top five, like, you know, any one of those top five, if you said so-and-so won the MVP next year, you'd be like, makes sense.
You know, if you're a Carr hater, you're going to say the first 22. Half of the season, he was a bottom 10 quarterback. There's a case to be made there.
Yeah.
If you're a Carr proponent, you're going to say the last six games, he was the highest rated quarterback in the league. Okay. There's just such a variance for him last year.
If Carr jumped from this third tier we've established, you know, not bottom 10, not second five, but if Carr were to jump from his current, you know, 10, not bottom 10, into that second five, I'd be like, that makes sense. If Carr's performance were to jump into that top five tier, I'd be
shocked. Never happen. That'll never happen.
Not happening. You know, so it's like these guys in 11 through 22 tier have the ability to go into any neighboring tier, I think.
Right. Dak has done it in
his career.
They
could play bad enough to go bottom dweller. They could be good enough to go in the next tier up, but they're never going to be good enough to be that top five elite.
And I think the point is this whole tier of Dak, Hurts, Goff, we put Caleb in there, rookie, Cousins, Purdy, Kyler, Jaden is in there, and that's the group, and Carr. That group could move all over the place next year.
Yeah, Carr There's could be nothing. His ceiling. What's his ceiling then?
11? 11, right.
So
what do we think? What's our punchline here? What do we think?
I'm gonna say he's probably on any list, even his biggest fan, his top end right now is probably 15, 16. His low end is where Max has him at 21. He's in that 15 to 21. 22. You had him at 21. He's in that group going into the season. I think he could be in that 11 to 15 next year. That's possible. Because I don't think that group ahead of him has separated themselves from him.
Agreed.
They're similar accomplishments, whatever. Some have made a Super Bowl, but have had terrible seasons. You know, Russ is a legacy guy. Somebody like, okay, 10 years ago, Russ was amazing. The last 3 years, he has not been that guy.
Shit.
So
3 years ago, he was amazing.
Yeah, the year before the melt, he started that season
on
crazy.
Fire. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think we all. 18, 20, 22, I think most fans of the Saints would probably put them somewhere in our grouping there. And they can make fun of the individual picks however they want, and it's fair. Everyone's going to like some people more. So we have them 18 to 22. I think that's accurate.
It goes to show that you can't, even as bad as – when Carr looks bad, he looks really bad.
Like, yeah, but when he looks good, he looks really good.
But I think, but this
he looks like a top 10 guy.
This exercise shows that you can't, as much as you want to hate on him. And look, I get a lot of the reasons why he is disliked in terms of his demeanor, his what he said in press conferences. Seems like he thinks we're stupid, that we're believing that he didn't see what Bates and Atlanta, that kind of bullshit. But as much as you want to hate on him, like, you just can't put him in the bottom 10. You know, like,
right.
It's
there's no case for bottom 10.
Yeah, that's Sorry. And I think this kind of shows that, because it's like, all right, you want to call him bottom 10, then objectively say he's worse than, and then list 22 through 32.
Right. I think both of y'all were on probably the more negative side of him most of the season. You both gave him props at the end of the season, but like,
yeah,
at your baseline, y'all were probably on the negative side of it, and you still had him outside of the top bottom 10.
Yeah.
I mean, so he's the quarterback that we paid for, and I think there is upside to get to that 11 to 15 potentially, but you have to have everything else perfect if he's going to do that, and we didn't have that last year.
His ceiling is basically what Jared Goff did this past year, where they got to the NFC Championship game, because he was surrounded by a great supporting
cast. If he's
cast.
Protected, if his guys are making contested catches, if you're running the ball.
Right. You know who looks bad, real bad when he looks bad? Jared Goff. Yeah. When he's bad, it looks real bad.
I mean, shit, even – well, different tier, but even Tua looked really bad last year.
Tua at the end of the season? Tua's why they failed. Hurts why looked, they failed.
You know, last year, not this past year, the year before last, you'd have put Hurts in that top five tier.
I'd have put him in the second five.
You would have, but a lot of people would have put him in top five tier. And you saw what he did this year. He looked pretty terrible at times.
Last half of the season, one of the worst quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, you know, I say it was a good, successful Derek Carr game show.
Yeah, and to tie it up, I think this proves that if we get Derek Carr at his absolute ceiling, it is something that could get the Saints to an NFC Championship game. I don't know if you're winning a Super Bowl with him, but I could see the team getting to, especially with how weak the NFC is.
Yeah.
If you catch him where he goes on a run, and this offense, you know, catches fire like we hope it does, it's very feasible that they win a playoff game or two.
Yep. I agree.
The way he played the last five games of the season, especially, even the Rams loss, like, I mean, he was putting the ball in people's hands, and they weren't catching it. And his numbers still weren't terrible that game, except for one bad pick.
Well,
he was like playing at an extremely high level the last 5 weeks of the year. Well, now you got to do that for a season. It doesn't matter if you do it for 5 weeks.
Y'all know one of my favorite words: consistency. If he stays consistent, it's doable.
Yep. So with that, we'll go ahead and wrap this episode up. Thanks again for listening to the 28-3 podcast. Who dat?
What a comeback!